Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Capitals Face Off Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Capitals Face Off Podcast. I'm Capitals insider Tarik El-Bashir, and today we have a special episode of the pod for you. Earlier, our Jill Sorensen spoke with former Capital and brand new Las Vegas Golden Knight, Nate Schmidt, about his reaction to being selected by Vegas in the expansion draft, his initial conversations with George McPhee, and taking on a more prominent role, and, of course, his emotions about leaving D.C. So without further ado, here are Jill and Nate.
Nate Schmidt, it is so great to talk to you. I know a lot of fans already miss you. You're headed to Vegas. What were your emotions when you first heard the news that you were going to be selected by the Las Vegas Knights?
Yeah, you know, it's been a whirlwind the last couple weeks or last week and a half or so. It's good to hear from you, Jill. I'm not gonna lie, it's good to hear a familiar face, familiar voice. I it's been interesting. It was the whole year. It was gonna be groovy, and then it came down to the last, couple days where it would flip flop every day about who they were gonna take, who they thought, and the projections were all over the place. And finally, just got to a point where I just kind of shut my phone down and said, you know what, I'm just going to let this play out. And when I got the call, from my agent in the morning, I was kind of a little bit taken back. It was a little bit bittersweet. You're excited about a new opportunity playing for, a new franchise that looks like, they're doing all the right things and, have an opportunity to, play a more prominent role. Always kind of excites a player and Vegas, is exciting as well, but it was tough because, you're going to miss, the guys that you were with and, the city that kind of embraced me in there as their own. And that was something that was hard. It's something that, you build over four years of playing in an organization and getting to know people on more than just a personal level. It's something that, that was tough, hearing from the guys and, even hearing from the staff and from Mac. It was hard because that was the place that I've called home for the last 4 years and a team that gave me my start in the league. It was bittersweet. But, at the same time, you're excited about, new opportunity, new challenges ahead.
I will say the feeling's mutual. I think I heard from, so many fans that were upset. We're obviously sad to see you go, but again, we are excited for you as well. Have you had a chance to talk to the coaching staff at all and really hear their thoughts on where they see you playing and maybe what they want you to work on this summer?
Nothing yet. I talked to George McPhee and we just kind of went over a few things of, what the plan was moving forward, and they were going to circle back because they had, everything that's been going on for them in the last, week and a half plus, July 1st right around the corner as well. He just said they'd circle back, once free agency's done and we get a little bit more in depth of what we're doing. But, I have talked to them a little bit the last couple of days about getting out there and just kind of, getting a feel for things and just kind of going from there and just kind of seeing where, you know, we all lined up, you know, because like, it's been nice, you know, talking to a few of the guys, and you know, but hey, there's a lot of uncertainty left, you know, with them.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of defensemen left, and you know, we'll see. It's you know, anything can happen, as you can see. It's, you know, certain guys, you know, young guys who didn't move, and older guys who didn't move. So, it's been something that's, you know, it's been a little bit of a waiting game here.
Well, does it help a little bit just having history with George and you know, he was the guy who brought you in as well?
Yeah, and that was the, you know, the conversation I had. I was working a hockey camp, you know, when he when I found out the news and he called me. I was actually on the bench coaching the game, and I had to run off and take it. I was like, oh, okay, this is one I can't let go and let go to voicemail. So I ran off the bench and talked to him quick, and, you know, and it was nice. It was, you know, at least you have a little bit of, you built a rapport with somebody, and he's the guy that signed me, him and Mac together were the two guys that kind of brought me in, and the ones that kind of, you know, wanted me to be in Washington. And so that was nice. You got to hear a familiar voice. It wasn't everyone you talked to, it was somebody new, and you know, when you get moved, at least you have somebody now that's, you know, been in your corner before and you know, can make the transition a little bit easier, a little bit smoother.
Are there guys that you're familiar with as well going to the Knights that you know as far as teammates?
Yeah, you know, just Eric, really just Eric Halla. You know, he's a forward from Minnesota. I played with him, a roommate of mine from in college, you know. I've been trying to reach out to some buddies of mine on their team, just kind of get a, you know, feel for some guys to see, you know, what kind of guys they are and that type of thing. But, you know, I've reached out, you know, Derek Englund, you know, former of Calgary or Pittsburgh, had reached out and said, you know, because he's a Vegas resident and he's been, you know, helping out immensely, was just trying to get things, you know, squared away and place to live, tips like that. So that's been really helpful. But, you know, not very many. That's only, you know, a few guys or I've even really, you know, heard, or, you know, that Jake Bischoff had just gotten traded there from the Islanders. He was a defenseman at the U of M this last year. I know him pretty well, but other than that, it's been, it's going to be a whole new batch of guys.
When you look at, Nate, you talked about the more prominent role that hopefully you'll be playing. How much does that excite you for a new challenge and certainly more responsibility, and what, really using what you learned from Todd Reirden here and you know, Callie before him, and how much does that excite you?
Yeah, you know, and Todd, you know, which is great, he's been a guy that's always said, hey, let's take a little bits of, you know, take a little bites off each year, you know, let's try and get you into a position to where you're, you know, here full time, and then it's make an impact in the top six. And then it's now is for me was the next step was, you know, step in the top four, and whether it's Washington and now in Vegas. And that's something that we've been talking about for a while. And what we want me, that's kind of our path that we've wanted to take. And it's taken a little bit of a, you know, an interesting, you know, detour here, but you know, hopefully we can continue on that road. But, you know, I'm just excited about the, you know, a chance to, you know, maybe get back, play on the power play, maybe get a little PK time, and just getting just a little bit more of a role, you know, play against a little bit more against other teams' top lines and you know, be accounted for, you know, in bigger situations. And that's what every player wants. You want to be accountable, and you want to be a guy that the coach looks at the end of the game and says, in either situation, these are the guys that we want on the ice, and that's what I've been working for my whole life.
That is really awesome to hear. We're so excited for you. Like I said, Nate, it's just going to be awesome to watch you grow and grow your game. Before I let you go, one last question. When you look back at your 4 years here, what would you say sticks out just memory-wise? What are you going to remember about the fans here?
You know, it's going to be really hard for me because it's something that, you know, wherever I went and wherever, you know, whenever I was at the rink, there was such a passionate following, and they always made me feel like I was, you know, and I'd been out to the East Coast really before. When I first signed in Washington, it was my first time really being out there. And, you know, I was a little bit nervous and scared, and a little bit of a different situation for me to be in. I've always been kind of a, you know, Midwest kid, but then you get out there, and the people, it really didn't feel, like a foreign place to me, and you get to know people on more of a personal level, and you know, the guys as well were really helpful, but it's just something that it was hard. It felt like home. You know, you get there and be like, ah, you know, we're finally back home. And that's, you know, the best way I can describe, you know, how I felt. I think that's one of the greatest compliments I can give, you know, to the city and to the, you know, the fans as well, is that just, it felt like home to me.
Well, we are going to miss you for sure, Nate, but we'll definitely see you at least twice a year. So we wish you all the best.
Thanks, Joe. It's been great hearing from you.